Hey, I'm Everett.
And I'm Jake.
And welcome to our Easter episode of the GBC Empower Podcast. Happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter! Woo!
Such
Wait,
a
this isn't New Year's. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's risen. I mean, like, we can get... I wish I had some noisemakers. Have you seen the Milwaukee version? It looks like a drill, but you press it and it's an air horn? It's like a battery-powered air horn.
No.
Let's get one.
Okay.
Church money. Let's go. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll put it in the 2025 budget under miscellaneous.
He is risen.
Giant. I'm going to get an email over that.
And probably. Yeah. It's a train horn, not air horn. Train horn. But anyways.
Just real quick. Yeah. People always hear pastors like at conferences like, oh, that next Sunday when I got an email. Nobody emails me that kind of stuff. Am I not important?
You're not bold enough.
Nobody emails me things like, pastor, you shouldn't have said that. Normally it's like, just, you know, Domino's trying to sell me a pizza.
And I always fall for it. I always get a pizza. It's crazy.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Well, we hope you're having a great, fantastic Easter. Or if you're listening a little later in the week, we hope you had a great and fantastic Easter. We wanted to do just kind of a quicker episode of just all about Easter. So, like, real quick, the main thing, what is the meaning of Easter, Jake?
Easter is set aside in the church calendar as a day that the entire church comes together. And when I say church, I mean the entire church all across the world. Christians gather and we celebrate that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who was sent to this earth to die for the sins of all mankind, was buried on Good Friday after he had been crucified and rose from the dead.
Amen.
Which is so significant in Christianity. Paul even said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, he said, now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection from the dead? Verse 13, if there is no resurrection of the dead, that not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation is in vain, and so is your faith. Paul literally is saying that if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, what's the point of being a church person? So if there is no, you know, resurrection, then there really is nothing else.
Yeah, if there's no Easter, there's nothing. It reminds me of Lee Strobel's famous book, Case for Christ. And if you don't like to read, there's a movie. I believe it's still on Netflix. I could be wrong about that, but fine. It's called Case for Christ, and it's a biopic. My favorite kind of movie. And Lee Strobel, who we all know as a very profound Christian, was an atheist who became a Christian trying to study and trying to disprove at the start was the resurrection. Because he's like, man, if the resurrection doesn't happen, then it's a house of cards. And when he couldn't disprove the resurrection, he goes, well, maybe then Jesus didn't die. And then he proves that Jesus died and he did resurrect. And he took that step of faith. And now he's a believer, best-selling author, the whole nine yards. And so, like, when you read that, I think of Lee Strobel's testimony of just trying to really disprove Jesus in itself so that the whole house of cards could fall down and ended up becoming a believer and a disciple of Jesus himself.
Amen.
Awesome. Amen. So we do hope you're having, like I said, a great Easter because he is risen. But one of the things I want to talk about is the fact that Easter is still a sacred holiday. It's one of the very few. I really can only think of like three sacred holidays, and it's Christmas, it's Easter, and it's Thanksgiving. Do you think of any more?
Well, you know, collectively, no.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that hold other dates, you know, sacred.
Yeah.
But truth, I was kind of thinking Super Bowl. but just collectively, those are the few holidays that people really hold to. And you see it out in culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was out at my son's baseball game the other day, and, you know, our coach was, you know, going over our schedule and telling us all the different days we'd be practicing and playing games. And he said, but obviously we won't do anything on Easter Sunday. Yeah. And I just was so thankful to hear that out loud because we need sacred days. We need moments that are set aside. And Easter is definitely one of those days that you'll see folks get up with their family and go to church together. And, you know, I've been in church my whole life, so this may not mean as much to you as it does to me, but I just love a normal day at church.
Yeah.
And to me, Easter, one thing that makes it special is it's a day at church with your church family praising the name of the Lord.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Easter can think of, I watched this movie on Pure Flix. last D Now, actually, and it was called Church People. And like the main plot was like they're planning an Easter service, and they're like, man, what's the big thing can we do? Last year we shot a cannonball. Last year we gave out a car. Last year we did this. And it's obviously satire. And well, this year they were going to like have a crucifixion. Now, not really a very funny.
Oh, I watched that at the church. We watched really? It. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Over the summer we did like a movie night. And,
okay. Yeah. It's a great movie. And what ended up like their plan, and it turned into a very special Easter service because it changed from the theatrics to vulnerable people coming to Christ. And really, that's what Easter is about. Like, it's. I love the fact that, man, he is risen, and he died for our sins, and he rose on the third day, and like that's the message. But really, why we celebrate Easter so much is yes, because Jesus rose, but what it means to us,
amen.
Like, and it's why Satria, it's why like we'll come to church together, and there'll be plenty of people who hear the gospel message, and. We will know that people got saved on Easter Sunday, whether it's at our church or whether it's at a different church around the world, because they heard the gospel message and God does what God does with that message, and people will be saved. And so, what are some traditions? Do you have any like Easter traditions?
Yeah, so you know, different churches that I've served in, Easter was busier than others, and some days it wasn't. But we try to make Sunday kind of a low-key day for our family where we go home and we just spend time together as a family. We may read a passage about Easter. My wife might cook lunch, but truthfully, I want it to just be a time when we're together and setting it aside as a holy day for us to just live in gratitude. You know, I look at some of my journals that I've written, and I love to read whatever I wrote on Easter Sunday, because it's a day where I can just breathe deep and be reminded that no matter what's happening, that Jesus is Lord. But, you know, I remember being a kid, you know, going to my grandmother's house. She was Church of Christ. And then my other grandparents went to a different Baptist church. So we went to three different churches. But on that day, we would always come together at her house and just enjoy being together. So I have a lot of fond Easter memories. I remember a year when we were foster parents where we were able to have the mother of one of our children that were in our house come and spend Easter lunch with us. And we got to see the merging of two Easter cultures. And when she started breaking Easter eggs on people's heads, I thought, this is against the rules. And I was like, no, that's just the way they do their Easter. Yeah. So very, very happy to do it. And I hope everybody can at least take some time to just get some good rest this weekend. But also just remember how blessed we are as Christians. Yeah. How about you? What are your traditions?
I don't really have any Easter traditions. I don't remember even having Easter traditions. It was always a day. Like, you know, we went to church and I had to wear a button-up shirt as a child, which if you know me, I absolutely hated that. Oh, couldn't stand it. But really, like now, it's a very low key, like you said, kind of Sunday. You know, working at a church, I kind of get to do what I want to on Easter. Like, we'll have two services this Easter, and it's, I don't fret at that. I'm not any way about it other than I just like it. You know, I love getting to go to church, and I love getting to see all the people that go to church. And because we live in a small community, we don't really have that many strangers coming to church. I'm able to just say hi to everybody, and then once church is over, man, I just get to rest. I think last year, you know, because to be honest, me and Mal, we're coming off an event off our Easter retreat. And I think we DoorDashed Papa John's last year and just watched, you know, Passion of the Christ, and then also watched a funny movie after that because that movie's very heavy.
Hey, you know what we should watch? We should watch Dumb and Dumber
after Passion of the Christ. Oh, wow. My goodness. I meant like a Christian funny movie, but you know, whatever.
No, it's all good, brother.
But I mean, so not really many traditions, but really just kind of family oriented, family centered.
You know, I would love to get invited to someone's house for Easter lunch, but that means I have to be willing to feed seven people. So chances are we'll be eating at our house.
Yeah. You know? And if they invite me, I eat for seven. So it's a very weird deal. They invite both of us to cook it for 14.
Could be real bad. Real bad.
But anyways, man, I know I've said it before, but I really hope that this Easter has been good for you and for your family. Because I also know for the serious aspect of it, like, I know this might be, for one of you listeners, the only time you get to have your whole family at church. And Man, I just want to encourage you. Like, thank you for what you do because of your persistence. And because of this special holiday, they got to hear the gospel. Amen. And so we love you. We hope, again, I hope you have a great Easter. And we will see you guys soon. And be looking forward to next Sunday. Next Sunday's it's not Easter Sunday, but I promise you it's going to be a very special Sunday. And we got a special podcast after that Sunday to talk about it even more. But we're really excited about it. We're really excited about Easter, and we're really excited about what God's going to do these next coming weeks. So absolutely. Be ready for that. Love you guys. Take care, and see you soon.